from Block Club Chicago. Now let's talk to John Hansen, and it's extremely local news, we call it, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John, good morning. I guess the archaeologists will be descending on Lincoln Square because they're finding a lot of transit history, aren't they?
Yeah, this is a cool story that kind of unearths itself every couple of years when they do work along Lincoln Avenue on the northwest side of the city. This time it's in Lincoln Square as they are digging up stretches of Lincoln between Leland and Eastwood, and they find signs of the old streetcars, right? Underneath the asphalt, they find the rails, and they find the metal rails, some of the wood, too, that was used in the tracks, and I feel like every few years, a few of these stretches get unearthed. Everyone goes outside to take pictures and reminisce on what was a really cool part of Lincoln Avenue's history, and really the city's history, right? Of all the streetcars that used to exist, the extensive network that pretty much made its way out of town by the 1950s when the buses took over, but a lot of people scrapping to get a chance to grab one. Well, not grab one. You're not supposed to take the old stuff. They'll take care of it. No one needs a big street rail car in there as their mantle or their fireplace or anything. Although that sounds cool the more I say that. Anyways, the private streetcar lines for a long time after the Great Depression started to go away. And yeah, it's a cool piece of history that every few years we see another stretch of.
This is an interesting story. We've been talking about it for a while. Walter Burnett's son, and he wants to take over for dad. And what's the word in the 27th Ward about this?
Yeah, so Melody Mercado got to sit down with Walter Burnett Jr.'s son. And yeah, all the hay last week was about how Walter Burnett Jr. was stepping down from city council and was immediately saying, well, I want my son to take my place. And of course, we recovered that. But Melody actually got a chance to sit down and chat with the son, who would be 29 years old if he were to take over, if the mayor appoints him and ultimately goes through with that. And the first thing he told our reporter Melody was, call me Red. Don't call me Walter Burnett, his middle name, Redman. And so he goes by Red and has his whole life. And that's kind of the jumping off point to a story that he tells that is, yes, I am the son of my father, but I take a different path. I will forge my own path. And he has a different background than his father. His father, as many people know, spent time in prison, grew up in Cabrini. His son afforded the luxury of his dad's success, has had an education, a great one, out on the East Coast. He's run a company for many years. He's, again, someone who says he's active in the community, and this isn't just nepotism. This is him. He's been forging a relationship with community members, and it's a really good read. If you want to learn a little bit more about Walter Burnett Jr.'s son as he becomes more prominent in the news in the next couple weeks, we've got it up at blockclubchicago.org.
That's an important neighborhood in the West Loop, and it really affects the economy of the entire city, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And keep in mind, that's where the United Center redevelopment is, too, and a lot of other big developments as well.
This is a very nice story out of Humboldt Park about this teenager, and it's all about a ride to Northwestern, isn't it?
Yeah. We introduced folks to Carolina Karchi last year, September, when Mina Bloom broke the story that this sophomore at the time at Roberto Clemente High School had taught chemistry in her school because the substitute teacher that had taken over for the teacher for an extended leave didn't know chemistry. And that's shocking enough, but she did it the previous year as a freshman in algebra when the same thing happened. And really, this blew a huge story into a really citywide story about teacher shortages all over the city and substitute teachers. Through no fault of their own, they don't know these advanced subjects, and the student, Carolina, stepped in and taught. Well, she then was a senior last year, and Block Club story. No surprise, she associated with some of her college applications. That's smart to do that. And colleges really bent over backwards to try and get her to come to the school, and she's going to go to Northwestern. So Mina Bloom kind of followed up with her, talked about the reaction that she got from the story when she took over the classes, and good luck to her as she gets ready for Northwestern in the fall.
More at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, who does the Block Club podcast and is the host of Your Money Matters, tonight, 6 o'clock. Thank you, John.
Take care, Bob.